Senior African finance officials say per capita income in Africa fell for the first time in a decade because of the global economic recession. But during a meeting in Malawi, they also noted that the economic rebound had improved growth prospects for this year. VOA's Scott Bob reports from our Southern Africa Bureau in Johannesburg. And the text. African finance ministers and central bank governors have concluded a two-day meeting in Lilongwe that focused on ways to soften the effects of global economic shocks on Africa. They were among several hundred delegates from across the continent to attend a joint meeting of the African Union and the UN Economic Commission for Africa. ECA Executive Secretary Abdoulaye Jane told delegates Africa's projected economic growth rate for this year would improve to 4.3% from 1.6% last year, although he noted this rate is still too low to meet the millennium goal of halving poverty in 5 years.
Moreover, global recovery remains fragile, and given the vulnerability of our economies to external shocks, it is only prudent to remain vigilant and to imbibe the hard-learned lessons of global economic crisis.
Jane said the global economic crisis had compelled a global rethink of development strategies and policies. The ministers heard the global recession had cut demand for commodities, a major source of export revenue in Africa. This hurt economic growth and destroyed jobs. Officials said increased trade between African countries would reduce such external shocks. Trade within Africa reportedly accounts for less than 10% of all African exports. Malawi's president, Binguwa Mutharika, opened the conference, saying cooperation in the production and distribution of food would boost regional trade and reduce hunger.
A nation that depends on other nations to feed it cannot claim sovereignty. Africa, therefore, has agreed that we must conceptualize food security on a regional basis.
He called for the creation of regional structures to build up and maintain food stocks in various regions and for transport networks to carry these stocks from areas with food surpluses to those with food deficits in times of need. Mr. Mutharika criticized the economic liberalization policies of international donor groups.
We were told that poor African farmers in rural areas must compete through market structures with highly advanced farmers in industrialized countries. We were also told that subsidies reduce market liberalization and are not conducive to good governance. Unfortunately, Africa accepted this falsehood. How wrong we have been and what a price we have paid.
Mr. Mutharika, after his election 6 years ago, implemented a program to provide poor farmers with fertilizer and seed at subsidized prices. In a few years, Malawi became a net exporter of food, and its annual economic growth rate reached 6%. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.